Greg 弟兄是来自加州西敏神学院的神学生，同时也是基督教改革宗那边母堂的会员。他非常感谢我们今天弟兄姊妹欢迎他的到来，并允许他向我们宣讲上帝的话语，就是在新约当中的经文。
Today's passage is from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 5.
今天的经文来自哥林多前书第四章一至五节，由来宣读。哥林多前书第四章一至五节，人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。所求于管家的是要他有忠心。我被你们论断，或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。我虽不觉得自己有错，却不能因此得以称义，但判断我的乃是主，所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人的意念，人心的意念，那时个人要从神那里得到称赞。
The Apostle Paul is dragged to court before earthly judges several times throughout his ministry.
使徒保罗在他的侍奉当中曾被多次带到世上的法庭。
But our passage today, he doesn't stand before a civil court.
但在我们今天看到这段经文当中，他所面对的并非是世俗的法庭。
Instead, the court that's accusing him is the Corinthian church.
相反，指控保罗的乃是哥林多教会。
Paul's ministry is in question.
保罗的事工正在被人所质疑。
But today we're going to consider how the Lord will vindicate Paul before all of his accusers.
然而，今天我们要一同来看，上帝将如何在一些控告者面前为保罗伸冤。
Today's sermon has three points: faithful servants, false judges, and final judgment.
今天的信息将分为三点：其一是忠心的仆人，第二是错误的审判者，最后是末后的审判。
Let's consider our first point: faithful servants.
让我们来看第一点：忠心的仆人。
In the eyes of the Corinthians, Paul wasn't the ideal pastor.
在哥林多会众的眼中，保罗作为牧者，并非是他们的理想型。
He was not very eloquent in the pulpit.
他在讲台上并不太能言善辩。
He didn't present himself as a wise and powerful leader the way that the Corinthians wanted him to be.
也没有按照哥林多会众所期待的方式表现出那种所谓有智慧、有能力的领袖形象。
And many churches today feel the same way about their own pastors.
如今，许多教会看待自己的牧者也是如此。
But Paul's call to the ministry came directly from the Lord.
然而，保罗的蒙召侍奉是直接从上帝而来的。
And what God requires of his servants isn't the sort of success that the world craves.
上帝对他仆人的要求，并非世人所渴求的那种成功。
What God requires of his servants is faithfulness.
上帝对他仆人要求的乃是忠心。
As servants and stewards, ministers are entrusted with the duty of administering the mysteries of God.
作为上帝的仆人和管家，所领受的托付是要管理上帝的奥秘。
But what are these mysteries of God?
那么这些上帝的奥秘是什么呢？
They are the mysteries God has revealed.
就是神所已经启示的奥秘。
In chapter 2, verse 7, Paul says, We impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God.
在哥林多前书第二章第七节中，保罗说，我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧。
This wisdom of God is not some general wisdom.
这里所说的神的智慧并非是一般的智慧。
This wisdom is specific in its content.
这种智慧在内容上是具体的。
As Paul says in chapter 1, this wisdom of God is Christ crucified.
正如保罗在第一章中所说的，这种神的智慧是基督并他钉十字架。
He says, "We preach Christ crucified, which is the power of God and the wisdom of God."
保罗说，我们确实传钉十字架的基督，基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。
But what does it mean that this wisdom of God is Christ crucified?
神的智慧就是被钉十字架，这是什么意思呢？
Put simply, the wisdom of God is the gospel.
简而言之，神的智慧就是福音。
It's the good news that Jesus Christ was crucified, dead, buried, risen, and ascended for you.
这福音，这好消息就是耶稣基督为你被钉十字架，受死、埋葬、复活，并升天。
This is the wisdom that was once hidden, but is now proclaimed for all to hear.
这智慧从前是隐藏的，是奥秘的，如今却向众人宣告。
Therefore, the mysteries of God is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
因此，神的奥秘就是耶稣基督的福音。
And ministers are stewards entrusted to proclaim this gospel to both the church and to the whole world.
而牧者、传道正是被托付的管家，将宣讲这福音给教会与万邦。
And this brings us to our second point today, false judges.
我们一同来到今天的第二点，错误的审判者。
The Corinthians' notion of what a pastor was, ought to be was misguided.
哥林多教会对牧师应有的样貌的看法是错误的。
They wanted a preacher who was eloquent, well-spoken, and entertaining.
他们想要一位能言善辩口才出众、举止得体又幽默风趣的传道者。
The Corinthians wanted Paul to earn their ears.
哥林多教会的会众希望保罗能靠这些来博取他们的青睐。
But Paul won't do that.
但保罗不愿如此。
The message of the cross might seem foolish to them, but this foolish cross, this crucified Messiah.Is the power and wisdom of God.
这十字架的信息在他们看来或许是愚拙的，但这愚拙的十字架，这位被钉十字架的弥赛亚，正是上帝的大能与智慧。
Therefore, the Corinthians' judgments, in fact, mean nothing.
因此，哥林多会众的错误判断实际上是毫无意义的。
The qualifications and duties of a minister are not to be evaluated by man's standards, but rather, it's there to be evaluated by the word of God.
传道者的职责和资格并不应按照人的道德标准来平衡，而是依据上帝的话语。
Because God is Paul's master, ultimately, only God can finally judge him on these things.
因为上帝是保罗的主，所以在这些事上，最终能够审判他的只有上帝。
In fact, Paul can't even judge himself.
事实上，保罗连自己也不能审判自己。
You know, there are some people who say, "Only God can judge me."
有些人会说，只有上帝才能审判我。
And what many people mean by this is, when they say this, they mean to say.Mind your own business. I'm going to do what I want.
但有些人这样说，他们的本意其实是你别管我，我要随心所欲。人们实际上把这句话当作犯罪的借口。
And people actually use this as an excuse for sin at times.
他们实际上把这句话当作犯罪的借口。
Lest anyone accuse Paul of doing the same, he quickly adds.I'm not aware of anything against myself.
免得有人指责保罗也有同样的过错，保罗在这里立刻补充道说，我虽不觉得自己有罪。
Paul is saying, my conscience is clear.
保罗的是说，我的良心是清洁的。
As far as he can tell, he has faithfully preached the gospel.
就他所知道的，他在福音上的事情是一直忠心的。
He's not saying that he was sinless in his execution.
他并不是说在他传道侍奉的过程当中毫无过错。
But accounting for his sinful nature, Paul's assessment is that he has been faithful.
但考虑到自己的罪性，保罗他依然可以说他自己是忠心耿耿的。
But even Paul's own assessment, he says, doesn't matter.
即便如此，这也并不是关键。
Ultimately, his conscience won't vindicate him.
最终，他的良心无法为他平反。
That is because only God can truly judge our good works and best efforts.
因为唯有上帝。
Only he can vindicate Paul and his ministry before his accusers.
唯有上帝才能在一切控告他的人面前为保罗及其他的侍奉所伸冤。
This is why Paul says, do not pronounce judgment before the time. Meaning, do not judge me prematurely.
这就是为什么保罗说，时候未到，什么都不要论断。也就是说，不要过早的下判断。
The Corinthians are not the final judge.
哥林多的会众，他们并不是最终的审判者。
But Paul reminds them that there is a true judge, and there will be a final judgment of all things.
但保罗提醒我们，有一位真正的审判者，并且他会将万事万物都将面临末后最终的审判。
This brings us to our final point, which is final judgment.
这就引出我们今天的第三点，也是最后一点，末后的审判。
To many, God's judgment is terrifying.
对于许多人来说，上帝的审判是令人恐惧的。
And for those who refuse to repent and believe in Jesus Christ, the day of judgment is terrifying.
对于那些拒绝悔改、不愿信靠耶稣基督人来说，审判之日是理应令人恐惧的。
After all, our passage says, God will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness.
正如这段经文中所说的，上帝将照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念。
He will disclose the purposes of the heart.
这真理是令人恐惧的。
This is a terrifying truth that should cause sinners to repent of their sins and seek forgiveness in Christ.
这真理令人恐惧，应当催逼着罪人悔改自己的罪。
Because he is the only man and the only God who can save sinners like you and me.
他是唯一能拯救你我这样的罪人的那一位。他既是完全的人，也是完全的神。
Still, there are also many Christians who do have faith and who feel the same way.
然而有许多的基督徒，他们虽然有信心，却同样感到惧怕。
They have trusted the gospel, but their consciences accuse them.
他们虽然信靠福音，但他们的良心不断地控告他们。
They're robbed of assurance of their salvation.
他们失去了对自己得救的确据。
To them, and maybe to you, God's judgment is a dreadful thought.
对他们来说，也许对你来说也是如此。神的审判，那时，个人要从神那里得着称赞。
Notice the positive application Paul makes concerning God's judgment.
请诸位留意保罗对神审判所做的积极的解释。
In other words, everyone will receive praise from God.
换而言之，每一个人都将从神那里得着称许。
God's revealing of the intentions of our hearts is not meant to threaten believers.
上帝揭示我们内心的意念，并非是为了要恐吓信徒。
This revealing of what was hidden isn't meant to condemn you.
将这隐藏之事显露出来，也并非是要定你的罪。
It's true that the intentions of our heart are often sinful.
是的，你的内心的心思意念往往都是有罪的。
But the change God has made in your heart by His Spirit, no matter how small, is evidence that you have already received forgiveness for all of your sins.
但上帝借着圣灵在你心中所做的改变，无论多么的微小，都是你已蒙救赎一切罪债的明证。
Rather, this revealing is intended to vindicate God's servants, to vindicate Paul before his accusers, and also to vindicate you before the whole world.
相反，这种揭示是在为上帝的仆人所伸冤，在控告者面前为保罗伸冤，并在全世界面前为你我所伸冤。
For you who are in Christ, Judgment Day is not a day to be feared.
所以对于我们这些在基督里的人来说，审判日并非是值得恐惧的日子。
The Heidelberg Catechism asks, What shall happen to the believers at the day of judgment?
海德堡要理问答中问到，审判日的那一天，信徒将会怎么样？
It answers, they shall be openly acquitted and have the full and perfect consummation of eternal life.
他们将被公开地宣告无罪，并得享完全完美的永生。
This is why Paul says that not even his conscience can acquit him.
这就是为什么保罗说，就连他的良心也无法宣告他无罪。
To acquit sinners of sin is the business of our Lord and Savior.
宣告罪人无罪是我们的主，我们的救主的事情。
To even these divisive, childish, and worldly Corinthians, Paul says this. He says, I give thanks to my God that you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ.Who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
即使面对这些分裂，这些幼稚又世俗的哥林多信徒，保罗他是这样说的：我常为你们感谢我的神，因神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠，以致你们在恩惠上没有一样不及人的。等候我们主耶稣基督显现，他也必坚固你们到底，使你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可指摘。
On that day, the Corinthians have nothing to fear.
直到那日，哥林多的会众也无需惧怕。
And neither do you.
你们也无需惧怕。
The verdict has already been declared.
审判早已宣告。
You are guiltless.
你们乃是无罪的。
Because you have believed the gospel, you have received righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
你们已经信了这福音，得着了公义、圣洁和救赎。
Whether or not your conscience is clear, thanks be to God that you are not the final judge.
无论你的良心是否清洁，都当感谢神，称颂他，因为你并不是那最终的审判者。
Oh, how wonderful it is to be a sinner in the hands of a merciful God.
一个罪人竟落在这满有怜悯的神的手中，这是何等大的恩典。
On that day, you won't be absolved as innocent because of what you did or did not do.
在那日，你之所以被宣告为无罪，并不是因为你做了什么。
You will be declared innocent because Jesus Christ was innocent on your behalf.
而是因为基督替你成为了无罪的那一位。
Though your works in this life deserve nothing, by God's grace, before the whole world, you will be vindicated as God's very own when He says to you, Well done, good and faithful servant.
即使你今生的行为本配不得什么，但凭着上帝的恩典，在全世界面前，你要被显为属神的人。他要对你说：“好，你是忠心又良善的仆人。”
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Dear merciful Master, have mercy on us this day for the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to walk with integrity and faithfulness as your servants. Sustain us to that day when you will make all things right. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
仁慈的上帝，求你因你儿子，我们主耶稣基督的缘故，向我们施恩。求你帮助我们成为你的仆人，以正直与忠心行事，保守我们直到那日。你使万事都更新。我们这样祷告，是奉你爱子耶稣基督的名。阿门。